Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. So if you guys are anything like me and you struggle with allergies, raise your hand because I am right there with you. I get super itchy throat, itchy ears, and I sneeze like a crazy woman. And it really does prevent me from wanting to take my daily walks with my husband. But luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and sinus congestion and pressure with an ease, which is exactly what I need. So I have been using them anytime that I have allergies, which has been many, many times. I have found that it has definitely helped me so much where I can go outside again and enjoy my day. So if you guys are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. It is fast and powerful relief. It's just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. So podcasts have really popped off in the last couple years, and I feel like a lot of people reach out to me and they're like, Janine, how do I start a podcast? And I'm here to help you out today. So if you guys are interested in starting your own podcast, because I absolutely love podcasting, I think it is so fun and I think everybody should do it. So if you guys are interested in starting one, Spotify has a platform that lets you make one super, super easily. And even on the platform as well, they will distribute it everywhere for you. And then you can even earn money, which is so cool. It's all in one place and it's completely for free. It is called Spotify for Podcasters. And here's how it works. So Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts literally right from your phone or your computer. It's super, super easy. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating a podcast today. So don't feel like you have to have it all together to start one. You can start today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. Also, what is so great is if you do want to have a video feature, video podcasts are available on Spotify, and I have that on mine, and I think it's just so fun and engaging for my audience to be able to see me on Spotify as well. So with Spotify for Podcasters, you can even earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. So definitely check that out. And here is the best of all point of this. It is completely free with no catch. So ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I just feel like it has been so engaging. I feel like I'm loving the options that Spotify is giving me with Q&As and polls and even having video. So I highly recommend you guys give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app, or you can go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. You guys are going to love this. If you've been wanting to start it, this is your sign. This is going to be an iffy topic. So just hear me out. I believe that there is a lot of nuance, there's a lot of layers, there's a lot of, yes, biblical wisdom in this, but the Bible doesn't really talk about necessarily like working out. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Janine Amapola, and if you are new here, welcome to Happy and Healthy. I am your host, Janine Amapola, and I post these every single Tuesday. So if you're ever bored on a Tuesday, if you're like, dang, y'all, this week stinks, you know what? Just tune into the pod because Tuesdays just got better because of Happy and Healthy. At least that's my goal. Anyway, so thank you guys for coming to the podcast. If you are a returning listener, y'all, thank you for coming back consistently. It means the world to me. Welcome back to Happy and Healthy. If you are watching the YouTube video or Spotify, you can see that I have changed the color of the neon sign. Today we did yellow since the colors are blue and yellow, and those colors just embody health and happiness. I just think they do. And I'm even wearing like a cute little pastel-y kind of yellow sweater that I got from Lisa Turker's new book, which if you're watching the YouTube video, let me just show you the back. It's really cute. Hold on. Look at it. Ah! It's so cutie. Anyway, today I am in a good mood. I got a really great workout in this morning, which was so fun. And I just feel so freaking good when I get my workout in and I start the day, I crush the day, and I just got ready for the day and did my makeup and I have some water. And yeah, I'm just feeling really good today. And I have a meeting shortly after this. I have a meeting actually for Happy and Healthy for some things that I'm trying to work on. So I'm in a good day. What? That didn't make any sense. I was trying to say I'm having a good day and I'm in a good mood. And so I'm really excited for today's episode. I love the solo episodes because I can be a little bit ranty. And you guys really loved the last solo episode that I did when I talked about five things that I'm learning. I don't know. Sometimes with the solo episodes, to be honest, I get a little bit in my head because I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I say something that offends somebody? Now, we live in an offensive culture where everybody's offended by something. You know, the littlest thing someone can take and be like, I can't believe you said that. You're the worst. You know, I don't know. Everyone wants to name call and all these things. And so sometimes with solo episodes, I have thoughts. And I think about these things and I talk about them with my boyfriend and my friends. And I'm like, am I crazy for feeling like this? You know, sometimes when I'm putting out a podcast, like I'm alone in my room and I'm like solo episoding it. And I'm like, yay, this is so fun. I'm like dumping all my thoughts. However, I have to remember that there's people on the receiving end of this podcast that are listening and they're like, you know, they're taking in this information and they may be sometimes taking it in as Bible, which, you know, I want to be a voice of reason in this culture. I want to be a leader. I want to be someone that gives you an opinion from a biblical standpoint. That's a believer that's, you know, been there, done that. I'm 29 years old now. I've walked through some things, but sometimes when I give these episodes, these are my opinions. And I know people can be offended and I'm like, okay, whoa, like always try to hear me out, hear where I'm coming from. And I do that with other people's podcast episodes. I'll never try to, you know, not understand something that someone's saying without a little bit of nuance, because everyone is speaking out of their own backgrounds or their own experiences or things that they're walking through, but everything has a little bit of nuance to it. And so, especially with today's episode, you know, these are my personal opinions. Yes, I want to incorporate the Bible in it. However, within Christianity, I don't think that the Christian leaders that have these opinions, not everything is so black and white, because one person's going to say one thing, another person's going to say another thing. Like, that is kind of the problem, is that everyone has their own viewpoint, theology, understanding, backgrounds, opinions. So these are just my opinions. And maybe they're not always necessarily right, but these are the things that I've experienced in my life that I do process with friends. I do process with my biblical community, and things that I've heard a lot of other Christian leaders say that I'm like, huh, I agree with that. You know, even in the past episode, when I was talking about five things I'm learning, I was even kind of like, dang, like some of these ideas aren't totally fleshed out, which is why I said these are things I'm learning. But I do always try to come from a biblical standpoint. So for today's episode, I have rambled for 5 minutes. Hello. For today's episode, I kind of want to talk about body image, fitness, and Christianity. There is this notion that if you're a Christian, you can't look good. You can't want to work on your body. You cannot work out for vanity reasons. You can't want to work out to lose weight and feel good about your body. Like, there's this notion that as a Christian, you can't do that. Now, this is going to be an iffy topic. So just hear me out. Listen to my thoughts, because I don't think this topic is black and white. I just don't. I believe that there is a lot of nuance. There's a lot of layers. There's a lot of, yes, biblical wisdom in this, but the Bible doesn't really talk about necessarily like working out, but it does give us context for, you know, honoring our bodies. Our bodies are a temple. If God gave us the bodies, we should honor them. Eating and drinking to the glory of God. Also, there's a Bible verse I need to find specifically. It's about physical training. Knowing that, like, I believe we're supposed to take care of our bodies. The alternative side of that is knowing that, okay, sometimes we can make this an idol. We can worship our bodies. We can become so consumed by our bodies and by our self-image and by beauty and by Instagram. And so this is something I just want to talk about today. So I'm going to find this Bible verse really fast and we will get into today's topic. So when you are listening to today's topic, just know that these are things I've experienced, things I've seen to have worked in my life, and an opinion that I have. So do what you want with this information. I hope that this will bless somebody, because I believe that this stuff is good, because I've seen it to be good in my own life, a lot of my own friends' lives. And I just want to help people out there that are maybe struggling with the balance of how do I work out and honor God, but how do I not let it become like an idol and something that I'm worshiping? Because I know it's a fine line. So let's get into today's episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. If you're watching the YouTube video, I am like fully in comfy mode. Like you can see, I'm not wearing shoes. I have leggings on and a big comfy sweater, and I am living my best life, which is why I love having my own podcast studio in my house. Okay, let's get into this. So the Bible verse that I want to read is this one right here. 1 Timothy 4:8. While some bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. So Timothy is telling us, yes, there is value in bodily training. However, he says, this is important, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to train for godliness above all else. And that is something I can get behind. That is something 100%. I will preach that till the day I die. Bodily training is beneficial and it's great, but it is, should not be the most superior thing that you focus on at all times in your life, because it can transfer over to being, you know, vain or conceited or over-consumed, self-consumed. But I love that Timothy talks about this, because he's addressing the fact that, no, bodily training is important, because there's some people out there that want to be like, you're so vain and you're only wanting to work out so that you can look good and you can show off your body. Now, that's not really the case. For some people, yes. But I almost want to just like address the elephant in the room and address the truth of admitting, yes, we work out because we want to look good. Like no one, deep down inside, no one is saying, oh, I just want to work out because I just want to feel good. Like, of course, that is the motivation. When you start to see your body change or your pant size drop down, or when you put on a bikini and you're like, wow, this fits better. That is, of course, motivation to want to continue your journey. Now, I don't think it should be the whole main thing, because I personally believe that the motivation should be something bigger than yourself. I believe it should be something that is grander than just the way you look. I really do think it should be the way you feel. I think it should be a form of mental health. I think it's a great way to bond with people. I think there's so many other benefits than just looking good. Like if that is your sole motivation, I just want to look good, then honey, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. I think there should be an all-encompassing motivation of longevity for your life, better sleep, better skin, mental health, a form of community that you can gain by doing that. Obviously, yes, weight loss. I think it just overall helps you in so many facets. And I just think God has called us to take care of our bodies. If we want to live a long life, yeah, you're going to have to take care of your body. If someone is severely overweight and there is this body positivity thing that has been circulating, which I am all for, let's speak life over our bodies. I am all for, let's not make anyone feel less than or exclude them for their body. Because I know for some people, they can severely struggle with losing weight. Or that's something they've dealt with their whole life. Or maybe obesity runs in their family or whatever the case may be. I am not trying to negate those struggles or those backgrounds that people have gone through. So hear me out on that. Because again, with this episode, like, please don't think that I'm trying to make anyone feel bad. I'm just trying to give my thoughts on this topic. So I forgot what I was saying, but like, I understand that those are people that actually genuinely struggle with that. But because of this body positivity thing that's been circulating, it's giving people a pass for apathy and laziness, where it's like, no, you don't have to work out, just love your body, or just eat whatever you want, just love your body. Now, I do want you to love your body, but I don't agree with eat whatever you want, do whatever you want, you know, do whatever makes you happy, because in the end, you're declining your health. You are declining the longevity of your life, because I am someone that promotes healthiness. That's literally the name of my podcast, is Happy and Healthy. Healthiness comes in so many shapes and forms. So like I always say, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, those four things always have to be in check. But like the more that you neglect one of those, the more that another one gets affected and can start to decline as well.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
So the physical side, I genuinely believe, is so, so important. For me, I remember, so I talked about this injury that I got in the beginning of March when I tore this ligament on my chest. It's called my SC ligament. I wasn't able to work out for weeks. So what I would do instead is I would go on a walk. And I found that not doing hard things, like not going to the gym, not pushing myself, not getting that adrenaline and those endorphins like released, I felt so off. Like I was like, man, my day feels weird. I'm feeling tired all the time. I don't feel like my best self. And I notice on the days that I work out and I have a great workout like this morning, I feel so amazing. And genuinely, like because I've been able to work on myself, my mental stability within fitness, I had to seek out a counselor with this. I sought out a nutritionist. The less that I stopped obsessing and over consuming and worrying about how do I look, my body, I got to lose weight, I got to get on the scale, I got to track all my calories and my macros. The less I did that, the more happy and healthy I became. So it's counterintuitive because we're taught on social media, we're taught by fitness people, track, you know, worry about the numbers. You gotta like eat less than this many calories per day. Like you can do that, go ahead. But that is not my preferred method because that created a very unhealthy, almost borderline ED for me, because I was so worried about the numbers. So now what I like to do is I like to focus on get a good workout in, get some healthy steps in per day, walk on the treadmill, go on a walk with a friend, eat clean, get your probiotics, get your vitamins, drink a ton of water. Like if you're watching a YouTube video, you can see my big bottle of water. I carry this around with me at all times because it's important to drink water. So my point is to say, when I work out, that improves my mental health and that improves the mental side of me. And emotionally, sometimes when I'm going through, you know, a tough time, it's super helpful for me also to, you know, go to the gym and have time to just like move my body, like get some anger out or whatever. Like, I just think it's beneficial. But I think where it's becoming dangerous is that there is a toxic body positivity culture that is promoting laziness and apathy. And that's not something that I want to promote. I think number one, the more important thing you need to focus on is the emotional, spiritual side. God, do I like the way that you've made me? Do I like who I am? Do I believe that I am good and beautiful? Because the Bible does say that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that God designed us in his image. So it does start with your identity of like, okay, God, I like who you made me to be. I like who I am internally. What I'm always going to emphasize is the internal side. Like first dealing with the internal side of who you are. God, do I believe that you are good? Do I believe that you made me fearfully and wonderfully made? Do I believe that there is no flaw in me? Because the Bible says, and I think Song of Solomon, like my beautiful beloved, like there is no flaw in you. do I believe, and when I say flaw, like, I mean that God didn't mess up on you physically. Flaw doesn't mean that you can't work on your toxic traits, your mental things that you need to work through. Maybe if you're a bad friend, like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how God designed you beautifully the way that you are. So do you believe that first? Like, I think it has to start with the internal side, because sometimes what we do is we first start with the external side of, like, I got to work out, I got to lose all this weight, I hate myself, I hate my body. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's stop for a second and let's start with the internal side. God, do I believe that I am who you say you are? Do I trust you? Do I believe that your word is true? Do I believe that you tell us that we should, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, that I should do it for the glory of God? Do I believe that I'm doing everything for the glory of God? Do I believe that I'm training for godliness, as Timothy says? Am I doing bodily training as well as also working on my godliness? Start with questioning yourself a little bit, asking yourself these things, and then channel that in the physical side externally. Because I think that's where we have a lot of problems with our bodies, is that we're punishing ourselves. We hate who we are internally. We're super insecure. We hate our bodies. We hate who we are. We're trying to become like this girl we see on Instagram because we're jealous. We're envious. We don't like ourselves. So it's like, okay, girly, let's pause for a second. Stop for a second. And work on the internal side first. Does that mean you have to go to counseling? Does that mean that you need to read some books? Does that mean you maybe need to take a break from working out because you're punishing yourself and you are beating yourself up for what you ate the day before? Let's work on that. And like I said, when you stop obsessing over the calories and the scale and the numbers and the food, I feel like that's where you can find freedom. And for me personally, that is where I found freedom, was when I was obsessing and I was killing myself in the gym and doing all the things. That's when I didn't see results at all. Like, I remember going to my nutritionist at this time, and I was so frustrated. I was like, Lisa, I am mad. And she's like, why are you mad? And I'm like, I have been doing everything. I have been counting. I've been taking these supplements. I have been drinking apple cider vinegar every single morning. I've been scaling my food. I've been doing the hardest hit workouts, and I am gaining weight. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And I realized I was doing it all wrong. It was because out of hating my body, hating myself, I was in a very bad time in my life around this point, because I was my faith was all whacked out. This is when I was still really wrestling with my faith at the time. Like, everything was backwards. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, flip the script and go back to, okay, God, let me sit and journal and pray and ask the Lord God, who do you see me as? Help me look in the mirror and see myself as who you see I am, and work out of that. Because it's so counterintuitive, I know, when you think like, well, yeah, duh, I don't like my body and I don't like where I'm at, so I'm gonna go run to the gym, I'm gonna start the diet plan, I'm gonna buy the shoes, I'm gonna do all these things. It's like, okay, yes, those are good, but let's check our hearts first. How is your heart? Have someone ask you that. How are you doing? How are you really doing? And then work on that first. And then let's go to the physical side. And when you go to the physical side, don't go immediately jump to this thing and kill yourself in the gym and run 5 miles on the treadmill. Like, start with a good plan. That may mean downloading an app like the Whitney Simmons Alive app, which I highly recommend. Or maybe getting a trainer, or maybe saying, you know what? I'm going to start a workout class. I'm going to do 3 a week, and starting small. But like, don't bite off more than you can chew to where it's unsustainable and unreliable and you can't even maintain it, because again, you're doing it from a place of trying to get a quick fix. When, I hate to say it, but this topic and this issue is not a quick fix. Just now, I am seeing the utmost results from training 3 times a week, when I actually wasn't training as much because of my injury. But like, I like to train around 3 to 5 times a week. Sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 4. The results do not come overnight. They do not at all. I've been training at this gym for, I'm like, oh my gosh, like probably almost a full year at this point. And like, now I'm starting to really, really see the positive changes in my body, where I'm like, whoa, I'm like, this works, you know? And I realized like I have to let go of this quick fix mentality of like, I have got to quickly change myself, quickly heal, quickly this. It's like, good things take time. Healing your body takes time. Healing mental issues takes time. Healing your heart takes time. But nobody wants to put in the work. But girly, the work is worth it. Time is worth it. Sowing these seeds are worth it. And realizing like a plant doesn't grow overnight. A tree doesn't grow overnight. Like the Bible always uses a tree and fruit as a metaphor of a reflection of the beneficial godliness things that are growing in our life. They don't grow over time. Training for godliness does not grow overnight. So stop beating yourself up. Stop being so hard on yourself all the time. Stop expecting results in a week, a month, 2 months. Yes, you will see some results, but it may not be exactly what you're wanting immediately, but keep on going. Don't cease to keep on going. Don't cease to keep on fighting for what's worth fighting for. And along the way, yes, you will be discouraged. Along the way, when you're trying to see results or, you know, maybe get the body from the girl that you're seeing on Instagram, which you shouldn't do, work on your body, work on your health, work on your story, your situation, and let your timeline and your race be the only race that you run in. Like some girl's gonna be able to run faster than you. And it's frustrating. I know our competitive spirits are like, I'm gonna run faster than her. But you're burning yourself out, killing yourself, trying to run someone else's race. And that's not your race, girl. Run in your race. Maybe she can run a marathon, but that's okay if you can only do a 5K right now. It takes time to build up to the marathon. Train for physical activity and pair that with godliness, training for godliness. Because I do believe that the two can coexist. I do. And that's what Timothy's talking about. I'm just so glad that Timothy addresses this in the Bible. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, do you not know that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So if you view that as, okay, I am bought with a price. My body is not my own. This body that we have on lend from God, how do you want to steward it? Like, do you want to get to heaven and God, and you're like, yeah, I just ate a ton of chips all the time. I never worked out. I didn't care for it. I rotted my teeth by eating all the sugar. I never did anything physical good for my body. And God's like, well, you know, I told Timothy to tell you guys that bodily training is of some value and you didn't value that at all. So I want to be clear here because yes, godliness and honoring God and knowing God and worshiping God above your body is always what I'm going to preach. But I just believe you can do both. Now, where you have to be careful is when you see this to be an idol or something that's becoming just too over consumptuous in your life. I know people in my life that are struggling with this and I've struggled with this. And right now I feel like I'm in a really, really good spot with body image. Because I don't go to the gym to murder myself. I don't go to the gym to beat myself up. Like, I go because it's fun. I enjoy it. I love it. I love the community. I love the endorphins. I love the feeling. I love the way that it sets up my day. And yes, I love the way that I look. Like, I didn't always love the way that I look, but I've trained for so long and so hard that I do like my body now. There's always room for improvement. Yes, I know that. But like, I like the way my body looks right now because I've trained for so long. And I'm even cringing and feeling weird saying that because I know that someone could take this as a bit and someone could, you know, make this clip and be like, Janine is vain and she's promoting idolatry and she's promoting vanity and she's promoting all these things of just working out just to get a guy to like you, which I'm like, nope, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I don't think there's anything wrong with liking your body. Like, I want us all to like our bodies. And that's where I think the Christianity side goes wrong when they're telling you, like, you can't like your body. You can't, you know, like, I'm not saying worship your body, but I'm saying honor your body. And the Bible says that. Honor your bodies. Honor God with your bodies. So it's like finding the balance of like, God, I know that my body is on land, so I'm going to steward it and I'm going to take care of it. But I think that's where this can kind of go wrong is like, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to like your body. Heck, I want everyone to like their body. I want everyone to feel confident in their body. And whatever point that is for you, maybe you are a size 10. If you like your body like that, I say, you go, girl. More power to you. Like, I genuinely, wholeheartedly believe that. Whatever size you are, a 0 to 12, I don't care. If you like your body and you feel confident, I say, you get it, girl. Because I have friends that are what you consider, what they would say, plus size. And I've seen them to be so utterly confident. And I am like, that is so amazing. I don't think that you will only become confident when you're a size 0 or a size 2. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you've got to start internally first and work on the confidence and work on your relationship between you and yourself and you and God. Because I have friends that I know struggle sometimes with body image because they are a little bit on the upper side of the sizing range. But I've seen them to be some of the most confident girls ever. And I'm like, I freaking love that about you. Because that just goes to show me, like, just because you're a size 0 or a 2 or a 4 or a 6 doesn't matter. You will still have insecurities. Like, life is not found whenever you get to 0. Life is not found when you get to 4. Like, you'll have a whole new set of insecurities when you get there. Trust me.
Listen, guys, Janine and I have been married for 6 months, and the reason why it is a beautiful marriage, it's because of Thrive Market. Thrive Market, thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. We genuinely love you so much. Because of Thrive Market, we're able to save so much time through ordering all our grocery and household essentials through the app or website. Guys, it's just a huge stress relief. And you guys also know I have gut issues, like really, really, really bad. So finding, you know, food with top quality ingredients is super crucial for me. And Thrive Market not only does that, but they restrict over 1,000 harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and a lot more. And guys, if you're parents and you need to find organic kid snack, they have low sugar alternatives and high protein essentials. Jenny and I are also training for our marathon, so it is so beneficial that we can find all of our protein options and snacks through Thrive Market. And guys, save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/healthy for 30% off your order, plus a free $60 gift. That's THRIVE market.com/healthy, thrivemarket.com/healthy.
Like, just because I like my body right now and I'm very content with where I'm at right now doesn't mean that I still don't have insecurities still in many areas all the freaking time. I promise you. That is the problem sometimes with this body culture, is that you can get to the size 0 or the 4 or the 5 or whatever. I don't think there's a size 5, a 2, 4, 6. And you can still be discontent. You can still find a problem with your body. You can still be like, no, I need to lose more weight, more weight, more weight. And that's where we have to be careful, is being content in all stages, being thankful and full of gratitude in all stages. God, thank you for giving me a functioning body to move. Thank you, God, that I can get out of bed. Thank you, God, that I can work out. Like, when I had this injury, it really was an eye-opening thing for me, because I was like, wow, having an injury stinks. It made me appreciate my body 10 times more, and it shifted my perspective and changed my perspective to be full of gratitude of when I am fully healthy. Because there are people that have disabilities or struggles or reasons why they can't work out. And I just want to, you know, say, like, y'all, if you have a healthy, functioning body that works fully properly, use it to your advantage. Be thankful for that, because maybe one day you can't, and you're going to wish when you did have that body that you steward it well. Because there's people who would kill to be in your shoes, in my shoes, that maybe they have a certain disability and they can't work out. And they look at you and they're like, man, I wish that I could walk. I wish that I could lift weights. I wish that I didn't have this disease or this problem with my body or these health issues. Because I know that I have girls that DM me with health issues and they're so sad about that. And I pray for these girls and I ache for these girls and I feel their pain, because there's limitations that hold them back from fully walking into a fully healthy life. So while you have it, use it. Use it to your best ability. Use it to bless other people. Use your body to honor God, and see a perspective of like, man, this is a gift that I have a healthy body. So I think that's where we can, you know, just kind of have to reshift our perspective and be careful, because I think a lot of people will tell you like, oh man, like you shouldn't work out all the time and this is an obsession and why are you posting your workouts? And it's obviously, you know, an idol for you in your life. And for me, I really don't think it's an idol. It's genuinely something I love to do. It's fun for me. And I want you guys to get to that point. Find a workout that you find to be so freaking fun that you enjoy showing up to. Is if you're dreading your workouts, you may be in the wrong one. Like my classes that I go to, I do a Pilates class and I do this running class. It's like a cardio slash weight training class. And then I, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do weight training. Like I love them. They're so freaking fun for me. So maybe find what you love to where you don't feel like you're getting out of bed dreading it, you know? And so I think that's where we have to be consistently in check with ourselves of like, okay, the three things. One, I need to honor God with my body, that there is value in bodily training, but also placing godliness above bodily training. Because above all else, like we want to be women of God that are known for our character and our hearts and the way we treat people and the way we speak life over people and that we don't gossip and we're not slandering people and that we bless people. Like that is of a more importance than your body. So that should be number one. Number two, you can still work out and honor God in the process. I think that is what God is saying. And I think we should do that. Use your body while you have it. Like find a workout that works for you. Get a nutritionist if you need to. Start a workout plan if you need to. Like whatever the case may be for you. So you can still honor God with that. And like don't let it be something that rules your life and overconsumes your mind. Like let it be something that you do because you get to. Not because you have to. Because it's a joy. Because it's something that's fun. Because you're enjoying moving your body and using it while you have it, you know? Seeing that we should honor God with our bodies. God's asked us to do that. And then number three, keeping yourself in check of knowing like, okay, if this is becoming a problem, let me dial back. If I am becoming too consumed or envious of someone I'm seeing online or too jealous or that I'm trying to achieve a perfect number because I think in that perfect number is when I'm going to find happiness and joy and fulfillment, you probably need to check yourself because you won't. Like I always say on my podcast, this is a journey, not a finish line. Because even when you get to the size 2 or the size 4, you're still going to find problems with your body. You're still going to find problems with your life. So can you find contentment and joy right now where you are? Can you look in the mirror and say, you know what, God, I may not be where I want to be, but I still want to say thank you. Thank you for who you made me to be. Thank you, God, that my body is malleable. Thank you, God, that this body can change. If I'm not happy with it, I can change. I can work out. I can seek a nutritionist. I can eat healthier. So God, how do I do that? And it's cool because God, I just heard a noise. I'm like, what's that noise? Sometimes my sign falls off my wall, so I'm always so paranoid. But I think what's cool is like in the beginning, like God gave us this whole garden and God said in the beginning that man would have dominion over the earth, dominion over the animals. So we're allowed to eat these animals. We're allowed to get our proteins. He created fruits and vegetables. They're natural. Like they're literally God-given plants, God-given nutrients, God-given things. So let's eat them. Let's enjoy them. Let's know that these the more natural and clean that we eat, the more healthier that we will be, that there's so many cures to things and diseases and problems and brain fog and sleep and energy, all these things by God's natural nutrients, fruits and vegetables. Let's eat them. So I'm not trying to promote one way or the other. I'm not trying to promote toxic body positivity, and I'm not also trying to promote toxic hustle culture. I'm not. I hope you're hearing my heart that there has to be a balance, a rhythm, a flow. Because in my own life, I still eat ice cream. I still love chocolate. I still go get fried chicken every now and then. But like in the day-to-day and my own home, I love go macro bars. I like to cook. I like to eat, you know, beef. I like to eat turkey. I like to eat chicken and vegetables and sweet potatoes. Like that should be majority of what you're eating, but everything is in balance. Everything is in moderation. I hope you hear my heart, because I don't want to promote laziness and apathy where I'm just like, do you, boo, do whatever, eat all the foods, make your skin break out, you know, don't work out, because I don't think that's good. I don't think for a long healthy life that honors God that you should stay on the side of that side. And I also am not like, work out all the time, kill yourself in the gym, grind. If you don't work out, you suck. Like, that is not what I'm trying to promote. I believe that there is a healthy rhythm that you can do. So let me just give you an example of my life. And I promise you, I do not do this perfectly, but I have found that my rhythm so far has worked pretty well. And I'm happy with my rhythm. And I like right now my body, and I'm very happy with my body, and I'm happy with what I'm doing. So let me share my own thoughts. So from Monday to Friday, this is typically what my routine looks like. Monday is weight training. Tuesday is a Pilates class. Right now I haven't been able to do that because of my injury. So when I can get back into that, I will start doing that again. Wednesday is leg day. Friday is full body. Thursday is this like cardio weight training class where we run 2 miles and then we do some small weights. And so to me, that's my ideal workout routine. Monday is upper body or lower body. Tuesday is Pilates. Wednesday is lower body or upper body. Thursday is this cardio weight training class. Friday is full body with weights and some HIIT. If I don't get to one of those workouts, I love to go on a walk, even if it's 30 minutes, even if it's 40 minutes. It's balance. And I'm not beating myself up. Like, if I miss a day, I'm not like, oh my gosh, you scum of the earth. Like, don't let the enemy tell you you suck or that he robs your joy or punishes you or makes you feel bad for missing a day of working out. That's what I'm not trying to like promote. Is like, I don't want the enemy to let your thoughts win of you, him telling you you're fat and you suck and you're lazy and no one's going to like you if you aren't a certain size. And then like, that's not what I'm trying to promote. Like, I genuinely believe that God wants you to like who you are, but I also think you have to honor God in the process as well. And you can still be healthy while doing that. I don't want myself to be beat up. Like, if I miss a day working out, I'm like, whatever. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I'll work out on a Saturday or I'll start again next week. Like, let yourself fail sometimes. Like, give yourself some grace sometimes, but also don't stay there. Have a day where you can be off, but don't stay there. Like, don't let that continue. Like, just because you're like, man, I missed a day, well, I'm going to miss the next day and the next day and the next day. It's like, no. You missed a day. That's okay. Pick yourself back up and get back to grinding the next day. You know, like, sign up for the workout class, go to training, ask your friend to go on a walk, go on a run, like, do what you got to do. And it can be small. Start small. Like, a win is a win. You know, the TikTok, a win is a win. It could be that, like, a win is a win, even if you go on a 30-minute walk outside or whatever you do. Like, a win is a win, you know? So take those small wins and reward yourself for that. So that's kind of what it looks like for me. And then, like, food-wise, like I said, I like to cook at home, but there's times when I'm just like, I don't have time. So I'll go and grab, like, a vegetable bowl or a kava bowl or a Chipotle bowl, or I'll eat a Go Macro bar on the go. I love these poppy drinks, as you guys can see on my video. Like, I love my Olipop drinks. I love poppy drinks. I love drinks with probiotics in it. I don't drink soda. I try to limit myself to either one cup of coffee a day to maybe two. I've cut out energy drinks. I try to cut out some sugars as much as possible. So there's just small changes that you can do that will feel like a win. Like, substituting certain unhealthy foods, or I guess you could say foods that have less nutrients in them, for foods that have more nutrients in them. I always want to encourage, like, take care of your body. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with liking to work out. Now, I wouldn't be flexing on Instagram all the time, posting about your abs and your glutes and flexing that all the time. Like, now be careful with that. But like, I love to show you guys my workouts on Instagram so you guys can try them too. Like, what I'm trying to promote is a healthy, well-balanced, rounded life, like a holistic, healthy life. I've shown you guys my workouts, showing that, like, to get the results, yeah, you've got to put in the hard work. You've got to show up. You've got to create a consistent routine. You've got to not constantly skip days. You've got to pick yourself back up. You've got to do hard things over and over and over to receive results. It doesn't come overnight. But also letting you guys know, like, I don't have this all figured out. I'm not perfect. There's days where I still feel insecure. There's days where I do fail. There's days where I'm like, man, I don't really like my body today. It comes and ebbs and flows. But knowing that, like, overall, I like me. I like who God made me to be. I'm happy with me internally. And if I'm not happy with me internally, I'm processed with friends. I go to my community group. I go to counseling. I read a book. I pray. I journal. Like, again, starting internally and let that bleed over into the externally. Because this Bible verse right here says that in 1 Peter 3:3-4, your beauty should not come from outward adornment such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. So like, I want to like me on the inside first and foremost. I want to be a woman that is praised for who she is character-wise over the way that I look on the outside. That is always going to be my goal. But I also believe, like, why not be a woman who can do both? You know what I'm saying? Like, why not be a woman that could be like, dang, like, she promotes a healthy lifestyle of doing hard things and working out and showing others that you can love God, but you can also take care of your body. You see what I'm saying? And I know someone might listen to this and be like, man, you have got this all wrong. But I don't think that I do, because I've seen this to be beneficial in my life, beneficial in other people's lives. And yes, I maybe don't get this right 24/7. Maybe I don't get this right at all times. I know that for sure. However, I believe to be happy and healthy, you've got to have the mental side, physical side, spiritual side, and emotional side all balanced out. I just believe that, which is why I have this podcast. So I hope you guys hear my heart in this, of knowing that, like, don't make your body an idol, but honor your bodies at the same time. Honor your bodies because it honors God, but don't make it something that you worship that becomes something that is so over-focused and it's causing you stress and anxiety. Like, if it's genuinely causing you so many problems, maybe stop. Take a break. If you cannot let go of something, it maybe has a hold on you. So if you cannot let go of this mentality, or you're worrying all the time, you're anxious about it, you believe that, you know, in order for people to like you or a guy to like you, you need to look a certain way or have a certain size, maybe stop for a second and work on the internal for a bit. Get with God, sit with God. God, I'm frustrated. I feel sad right now. Work on that and then go back to being physical with your body. It has to be a balanced thing. And I feel like I'm in a really good spot finally in my life where I've got this down. I wasn't always. But the less that you can worry, the less that you can stop doing so much, punishing yourself, and the more you can just say, God, I want to honor you with my body. I want to work out because it feels good and I love the endorphins and I want to take care of this body that you've given me. And I want to do hard things and I want to eat holistic, healthy, nutritious foods. That's what I want to focus on. The more freedom I think you're going to get. And I have so many podcasts with nutritionists, with people that are fitness trainers, with women that also have overcome this that you can listen to. I have so many podcasts on this that I hope will be a blessing to you guys, because I know body image is a really big thing in women. Like, we genuinely struggle with this so much because social media has sold us a lie that you have to do X, Y, and Z to be loved or to be viewed as valuable or worthy or to get followers or liked or for guys to like you. And I'm like, no, like, let your character be the most beautiful thing about you and then your outward appearance. You see what I'm saying? So I really hope that this was not taken wrong. I hate when I listen back to these podcasts and I'm like, dang, I should have said, something else in that podcast. So I hope that nothing is taken wrong. Like I said, like, there's so much nuance to this. I know there's probably some things I've left out, but be grateful and full of gratitude for the body that you do have. If you can move it today, if you can get up today, if you can get out of bed today, if you can work out today, if you can go on a walk, be thankful and full of gratitude and do not squander that time. Be so glad that you have the body that you have today, that you can move. There's people out there that probably wish that they were in your shoes, that they could run in the shoes that you do have. So steward your body well while you have it. And your future self will thank you too. And your future kids will thank you when you're healthy and you can run around with your children and all the things. Like, I know my parents have health issues and I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I want to take care of my body to the best of my ability right now. So before I close out, this podcast is getting long. I want to pray over the person that perhaps is wrestling with body image or wrestling with this and they feel enslaved to it. They don't know how to do it, or they're struggling with it, or like, I'm trying everything and I'm failing. Give yourself a break. give yourself some grace and maybe stop for a second and get with the Lord and seek out help if you need to. But I want to pray for that girl today that is possibly struggling with that. So let's pray. God, I just pray over the girl or the guy listening to this episode that is really struggling with a lot of self-hate. They look in the mirror and they hate what they see. They're angry at you, God, because they're like, God, why did you make me like this? I hate my body. God, I pray right now that this person would get a word or get a vision or get something that allows them to see themselves the way, God, that you see them, that you see them as adored and beloved and chosen and a daughter or a son of the King or someone that you fearfully and wonderfully made, as someone that is full of dignity and strength and beauty. So God, I pray that we would understand what it means to honor our bodies, to see them as a temple that needs to be honored, that we see value in bodily training, but also that we would, above all else, honor you, God, and seek holiness and seek godliness. And God, while we are maybe seeking out bodily training and honoring you in that, God, I pray that we would learn what it means to be godly in the process of not becoming haughty, of not becoming vain, of not becoming boastful, of not flaunting these things, but doing it because it's fun and we love it and it brings us joy and it makes us feel good and it gives us endorphins and we get to help others in the process and we see that there's value in it, God. So remind us, Father, that bodily training is of value, but above all else, God, knowing you, seeking you is above all else the most important thing. So I pray that this person, if they're really struggling, they would just stop everything for a moment and just sit with you and say, God, how do you see me? Help me honor you in whatever I do, because that's biblical, I think, in Colossians 3, where you tell us, I'm going to read the verse for us. 1 Corinthians 10:31, so God, that whatever we eat or drink, that whatever we do, God, that we would do it for the glory of you, that everything would give you glory. To show, God, that you can help us overcome addictions, pains, hangups, hurts, struggles, things that we're struggling with. God, that you are the one that gives us freedom. So Lord, I pray that you would pair with the person and give them freedom over body image or food or eating disorders or self-hatred or anything, control. I speak to those and I say, Jesus, would you bring us freedom? And help the woman or man today listening find freedom in food or self-hatred or body image, and that they would work out because they love their body, because it's the body that you gave them. And do it from a place of healthiness, a place of loving their body, a place of honoring their body, and doing it because they want to, because it's fun, because they get to. So I speak peace and freedom over the woman or man today that is struggling severely. And God, I pray that you would just bless them, that they would feel your peace right now, and they would feel their presence, and they would feel more encouraged and championed to go do the hard things, but do it with Jesus, you being the one that backs them up, that you give them the right reason, the healthy reason to do it. It's in your name. Amen. All right, you guys, thank you for listening to today's episode. I really hope this was a blessing. I genuinely hope that nothing was taken wrong. Like, I know that this is a taboo topic. I know there's a lot of nuance. I know that maybe this is going to be misconstrued, or people are going to be like, you're crazy, or you're promoting toxicity as well. And that is never my goal. Like I said in the podcast, I always want to promote godliness above all else, but knowing that you can honor God and you can still be godly while honoring your body and working out and training, and it's good, and doing things out of love for your body and doing things for longevity of your health. And that's something that God wants for us. So if you find yourself making it an idol or find yourself making it a problem, maybe stop, maybe pause, maybe take a break. Get some help if you actually need some literal help. Seek out help if you need to. A professional counselor or a nutritionist or something. Dietitian, trainer, whatever the case may be. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope this was a blessing. Let me know your thoughts. And man, I really hope nothing was taken wrong. I really, really do. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Happy and Healthy. I hope you guys are happy and healthy. If you're not, I hope my podcast blesses you in that. And I will see you guys again next Tuesday for another episode of Happy and Healthy. But until then, stay happy and healthy. And you guys can also check out our YouTube, our TikTok, our Instagram. Follow all of those. They will all be in the show notes down below or the YouTube description. All right. Love you guys. Peace out, Girl Scout. Bye, y'all.